shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Cause 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee.
Hallelujah.
Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Most High, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, hata, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the young lion, and the bear the young lion, and the dragon shall thou trample on the feet. Because he had set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he had known my name, Jehovah. He shall call upon I, said the Most High, Jah, Yahweh, Elohim, Atta, fire. He said, and I will answer him, even I, Most High. I will be with him in trouble, said the Most High, Jah. I will deliver him and honor him, fire. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Cause his foundation is in the holy mountain. Of Rahab and Babylon. To them that know me, behold, Philistia and Tyre, with Ethiopia, this man was born there, Jaja. And of Zion, it shall be said, this and that man was born there, born in her. Hallelujah. And the highest, the Most High, Jehovah Jireh, shall establish him, O thou great provider. Continue to provide for your people. The Most High Jah, Elohim, the Almighty Creator, shall count when he rides upon the people. This and that man was born here, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Jah.
Hallelujah.
as well as the singers and the players of instruments shall be there. He said, all my springs are in thee. These are the words of the Most High. As he gathered his people upon the Mount of Zion, there he loved that gate more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Come together. Fire, come together. Higher, come together. Gather, come together. In love, peace, and harmony. Cha-cha. To my brothers and my sisters, children of Rastafari, I've seen us try to organize. I now need to see us try to centralize. Ja, Rastafari.
Hallelujah.
COVID-19 vaccines have helped protect us. Over time, the antibodies created after vaccination have been found to decrease. While we still have good protection against severe illness, a booster dose produces more antibodies that can help to strengthen our immune response. A booster dose is the best way to help protect yourself against severe illness related to COVID-19. Learn more and book your booster dose at canada.ca/COVID-vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Ras Denroy Morgan, the patriarch of famed reggae group Morgan Heritage, has died. A post made on Instagram by the Morgan family read, "It is out of sincere love that we share that our beloved father and patriarch, the Honorable Bishop Ras Denroy Morgan, has ascended. Daddy has been our light, our source of love and joy all our lives. Our family thank you in advance for your overwhelming love and support, and we ask for your continued prayers as we go through this process. We also ask that you please respect our privacy during this time of healing. Thank you, the Morgan family." Michael Asher, in an interview with Tino Evans, shared his thoughts of Big Brother Denroy Morgan.
As a teenager now, I started to live with my brother at about 18 years old. Okay. Denroy Morgan, salute to my eldest brother.
There you go.
And my Lord, you know, watching how hard my brother worked to perfect his craft,
That
inspired me.
Denroy Morgan was a Jamaican-born American reggae artist. Morgan traveled to the United States in 1965. At the age of 19, to become a musician. He was part of the formation of the Black Eagles, a New York City reggae band, in the 1970s, before launching a prosperous solo career in the 1980s onwards. Among the albums done by Denroy Morgan, "I'll Do Anything For You," "Salvation," "Link Up to Ethiopia," "Make My Day," "Missing You," and more.
Welcome back. Then Roy Morgan, the patriarch of Morgan Heritage fame, is rebooting his musical career with the release of this Peter Tosh Bob Marley original. This after the I'll Do Anything For You singer dedicated almost 20 years in fostering the musical careers of his children. Born in Clarendon, Jamaica in 1946, Denroy Morgan had a desire for a career in music at an early age, but it wasn't until he had grown up that his dream became reality. By then, Morgan had migrated to the US and in the mid-1970s started a New York-based reggae band known as the Black Eagles before launching a prosperous solo career. At the turn of the 1980s, Denroy Morgan found favor in the US mainstream with this monster. I'll Do Anything For You led to a deal with RCA Records and his debut album, Make My Day. Denroy Morgan went on to plant an incredible musical legacy, racking up credits in every facet of the business, including fostering and managing two successful musical groups comprising his children, the Grammy Award-winning Morgan Heritage and LMS. Apart from music, Denroy Morgan, a father of 30, is at times a bishop, a barber, a cook, and an advocate for the legalization of marijuana. In 2011, Denroy beat incredible odds in New York City by getting off a charge of possession of over 20 pounds of marijuana with only a court fee charge of US$25 and 90 days probation. In his defense, Morgan argued that the weed is a sacramental requirement for his Rastafarian faith. And shortly after the case was closed, legislation changed in New York City that prevents persons from being arrested for possession of under 23 grams of the weed. Denroy, who wants to be called Ras Morgan, is also an appointed and anointed ambassador of the Ethiopian Orthodox Coptic Church and was recently honored by the hip-hop community for outstanding community work in Harlem, New York. Ras Morgan, our very special guest right now, right here on stage. Ras, so good to have you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so your visit to Jamaica at this time, do you call it a visit or you're coming home?
No.
You call it coming home.
Coming home, yes.
Is as a result of the Peter Tosh?
Yes.
Celebrations
and the promotion of the record,
of the record that you've done.
Yes.
That's the Get Up Stand Up record.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but speak a little bit about the Peter Tosh celebrations.
Well,
last
it is
week.
The Peter Tosh celebration that really caused me to be here.
Yes.
Because yes, I wanted to promote the record. But the Peter Tosh celebration and the tribute concert
Give
me an opportunity to do more than just come in and just talk with you or going to a radio station and do an interview. Okay. Give me an opportunity to actually perform and perform with other artists, even from other genre. At the time when I performed, was also on stage too, so it was a good opportunity. I give thanks for that.
So what do you make of the opening of the museum?
I think it is well deserved. It's been a long time coming.
Yes.
Peter's contribution to the Rastafari community and to the world and to the people of the diaspora, I think should have recognized this a while ago, but it's never too late for sure.
So let's talk a little bit about your appointment, your ambassadorial appointment. What are your duties?
Well, I've been called since 1975, where His Imperial Majesty revealed himself to I as the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. And when I read my Bible under the guidance of the prophet God from the 12 tribe of Israel, from Genesis to Revelation, I recognize that His Majesty, His Christ in His kingly character, make Him God manifest in the flesh. I was appointed and anointed by the Ethiopian Orthodox Coptic Church of North and South America as an ambassador of the church to the Rastafari community internationally.
Okay.
And last year I was also appointed and ordained as the bishop of the International Gospel Helpers Church. Rastafari.
So it's a worldwide portfolio.
Absolutely. Rasta mission is universal.
Yes.
It's not just I. It's the culture of Rastafari. the teaching of Christ must identify with King Rastafari. And the World Council of Churches, who have acknowledged His Majesty as a defender of the faith, has not seen to it that their leaders and their students from these theologian graduation situation, the truth that must come about the Redeemer, Yeshua, and the Restorer, Emperor Haile Selassie, is one mission for a family. The family is called Israel.
Okay.
From Genesis to Revelation. Cha-cha.
All right, talk a little bit now about your award.
Okay.
By the hip-hop community.
Yes.
For outstanding community work.
Yes.
In Harlem, New York.
Headed by Rapping Tate.
Yes.
The general, who is a brother who been standing up for the righteousness of hip-hop. He recognized my work. And in he organizing to acknowledge the work of many black men in Harlem as far as community service is concerned, which are service that you don't get financial reward for. So you see me in that category.
Okay. And so what are some of the things you've done in the community?
Strictly for unity. I have unified sabbatical service and Sunday worship within the Ethiopian Orthodox Coptic Church of North and South America.
Okay.
Where there was a Sunday church. And after discussing the Bible and the commandment, the Abuna, Nathaniel Joshua Shiloh Salim, his soul rest in peace, recognized that I brought a message to the church. And the message was unity. So he said that the church was intending for many years to have Sabbath service, as it is in Ethiopia, where Sabbath service, His Majesty was a Sabbath keeper. Okay. And there's also Holy Sunday that is acknowledged by the church. So based on my calling, my anointing, it's about unity, because I do understand that the church is one foundation. So that is one of the good things that I've done churchically. I'm also a part of the International Gospel Helpers Church, which recognized my work and ordained me as a bishop, which is also in Harlem. I also been working on the unity between the Queen Mothers of Harlem. A lot of people heard about Queen Mother Moore. A lot of people don't know that Queen Mother Blakely has inherited the legacy of Queen Mother Moore. It's a woman who stands among the black leaders of America who advocate for reparation. We as Rastafarian, we talk a lot about repatriation. But what about reparation? That is something that we should also receive. For over 400 years, we have been misused and abused. And you're going to repatriate us back empty-handed? No way. We didn't leave Egypt like that. And repatriation is a government-to-government discussion that must take place for that to happen. Yes. We're not going to just talk and get nice and say it's going to happen. So we need to come together, that we can have one voice, that when we speak to the world, we speak as the Rastafari community.
So you're speaking of all black people in the Western Hemisphere?
Let me hip you to something. His Imperial Majesty, Emperor of Ethiopia, that reigned as a Christian king for 40 years, has given us a land grant, which is called the Ethiopian World Federation, with a constitution. And we have not been able, because of the falling nature, the sinful ways, and the disobedient ways that we have as human being, the mistreatment that we have gotten as black folks on this planet, the time has come for it to come to an end. And that is why His Majesty, in His messianic mission, give us 500 acres of land in Ethiopia, Shashamani specifically, for us to develop and create a model city. Now, that's a great blessing, a great gift given to us as black folks. He said to the black people of the world. You know, now they're talking about black life matters. Our life matters. But the way we have been treated is as if our life don't matter. And that's why that statement had to come about and become an organization and a movement.
Yes.
So we as African, diasporally, we have a right to the kingdom of God on earth. And the kingdom of God is built around the Davidic covenant. So when I come amongst these theologians and these leaders of great congregation and these PhD in theology of Jesus Christ, I bring the theology of His Majesty to them to let them understand that His Majesty is the 225th king to sit upon the Solomonic dynasty, which is based upon the Davidic covenant. And there's no kingdom of God going to be established on this earth unless it has to do with the Davidic covenant. Ja, Rastafari.
Okay, so the reparation is owed to all Africans in the diaspora.
Absolutely.
All right, talk now about this great odd that you beat in New York. 20 odd pounds of ganja.
No, 21.
21 pounds.
24, really. I don't want to cut the odd.
Okay, so how did you do that?
God has been good to me. Mm-hmm. Trust me. He spread His shield around about me. And that's how I was able to escape. There was people praying for me around the world. And some prayer warrior, even out of Africa, even out of the Caribbean, some woman with them pray and bawl to God, it sound like a trumpet.
For you.
And for me, Rastafari. God, they let me know that they were praying and they rejoiced that their prayers was answered. Cha-cha, that they prayed for me. So all of that combined, I give one power, the glory, the almighty creator of the universe.
So didn't you mount a legal challenge to the case and with a team of high-powered lawyers?
It was exciting for me.
Yes.
Because I've never had that experience before. And I was given such a confidence by the Almighty that I did not realize the magnitude of the punishment that I could have received. Mm-hmm. Until everything was over. Ja, Rastafari. Mm-hmm. That I could have gone to jail for 10, 15 years and could have been fined $200,000. That could have happened to me. I was charged for conspiracy and intent to distribute.
So your defense was that you use it as a Rastafarian.
For sacramental use?
Yes. So that's your defense. That's the defense. And they accept and bought it, that defense.
I wouldn't say they bought it because I didn't get no pay for it. So I wouldn't say they bought it. The spirit of the living God.
Right. Intervene.
Let them see that a man like me should have more than 20 pounds of herb.
Do you think you would have gotten that verdict if, what, 20 years ago, 10 years ago?
If that had happened 20 years ago, 12 years ago, to me, I believe that God would have done the same thing and set me free.
So you beat the odds, won the case, paid $25 US, 90-day probation.
Under the state administration, because remember now that I was first arrested by the state. Mm. And when I went back to court, the federal said, no, we want to deal with this one.
Okay.
And then I had to go to federal court. Mm-hmm. And then I was in two courts, state and federal. That cannot work.
Yeah.
So the state had to let go and make the big guys.
Let the federal deal with it. Okay.
And then do the slamming up, Virgin. Mm-hmm. It does sound pretty like school bail, you know.
The feds. The feds door. All right. And then the law, shortly after the case. The law changed.
Because the herb was created freely, to be used freely by mankind, freely. Man, in our corrupted and evilous ways, have put a law against the ganja. The ganja has been persecuted like Christ has been persecuted. The herb has been persecuted. Herb is not a drug, so them lie on it. Now they are saying that they now discover that the herb is good for medicinal purpose. How long have the Rastaman been suffering?
Yes.
By defending the right of the herb, to grow the herb, and to market the herb, because there is a business, it's an industry now. And I heard from some great businessmen that they believe that the herb industry will become bigger than cigarette and alcohol together. My point is that the herb has been persecuted and mistreated like us. Cha-cha. Now they're giving it a chance, and America is confused about that. Because the state say it legal to open up dispensary, and you have certain amount of money that you have to put up as collateral. That means a little poor rasta man can't sell it again. Yeah. And the big man, we never have nothing to do with it now, can't open up and sell it. And then the feds come in and say, it's illegal. That's confusion. I just encourage our Jamaican authorities that this little thing that they're going through about regulation and who's going to control distribution, let's get it straight, quick. Who was the vanguard advocating for the use of herb all these years by paying the price, blood, sweat, and tears, getting beaten, thrown in jail? Peter Tosh was one of them. Jaja, one of the bold ones. That's why I embrace the tribute to him, Jaja, because he paid a heavy price, physically, morally.
Isn't it one of the reasons why you were honored by the hip-hop community? Isn't it because the law, your case changed the law in New York, where now nobody would be arrested and charged for under 23 grams of the weed? Isn't that part of why you're honored?
I know. I think it's a time that we are going through in the earth where there is a changes that must take place. Talking about the transformation of our mind, the renewal of our spirit. This is what's happening in the earth today. So that little situation is minor to some of the changes that is taking place in the earth. When you see Rastaman can be recognized by the work of Bob Marley as a recording artist around the world to the extent, the influence it has on other human being, it must be recognized that the Rasta faith, the Rasta culture has made a tremendous stride in the midst of us, and it should not go unnoticed. Yes, we talk great things about Marcus Garvey now, but we, the Garveyites, are the children of the Garveyites. What are we doing about some of the things that Marcus left with us to give us leverage to participate and compete? I have to use this opportunity to talk about how Jamaica have an opportunity on the world stage,
yes,
to treat herb and rasta differently. Don't follow America. Take your own stand on the world stage where ganja and marijuana is concerned. Because let me tell you something. I travel the world and you know, reggae music is now being taken away, adapted by a lot of different countries. They have their own reggae artists. And they are paying their artists more for a concert that the real reggae artist is on, paying them more than the reggae artist. I'd be a witness of that. Ska. In America, there's so many ska bands. I did a WAP, Vans WAP tour 3 years in Morgan Heritage. And when I hear the ska band them, and I hear from way over some, when I go, it's pure white man and them dark glass and look well hip and I go out with them enough things. How many young ska band do we have in Jamaica? Where ska music come from? Jamaica. I don't want them put us in a box and talk about sacramental. Like we are some idiot who just got to smoke it. What about the money we are making on it? We want to be a part of that too, where the herb oil is going, where the hemp material is going, where this the cosmetic that is being made out of herb. Who is selling that?
Yes.
So we know I'm part of that too. Yes, we do. And somebody got to speak, but you know what we need? Unity.
All right. Unity. That's a good point to take a break, Ras Morgan. We'll take a break right here. When we come back, we'll talk about the rebooting of the musical career of Ras Morgan. Right here on stage. We'll be right back.
When you stand by my side, are you relaxed, my mind, and show me what to do to make my dreams come true?
Reaching more and more screens around the world every week. On stage, so much more than entertainment.
And we're back with Ras Morgan, our very special guest, right here on stage. And quite a guest, wouldn't you agree? Okay, sir, so we want to talk about your rebooting of your career. You took an almost 20-year hiatus on the career.
Yes.
To help to... to nurture, to build the career of your offspring.
Yes, sir.
And now you're taking back up the musical mantle, so to speak.
Yes.
So where are you? And apart from this song, this Bob Marley, Peter Tosh original.
Yes.
Is there anything else that is?
Oh, there's an album.
There's an album coming.
Yes. That is already mastered. Will be distributed by VP. Mm-hmm. VPAL is on one independent label, ASAF Records. The album is called Musical Unity.
Yes.
And there is different flavors that are on it. It's not just all roots and culture. Mm-hmm. I have never done spoken words before, and I have done 4 spoken word songs mm-hmm. on this album. So the album is scheduled to release in April. There'll be a second single to be released in February.
Okay.
So from now until April, everything I do is to promote the upcoming album. I give thanks that my biggest record was not a reggae record. And I hope this one that I do, that Bob and Peter write, I hope that it will be bigger than I'll do anything for you. Mm-hmm. Ja, why? Because at this time, we all need to get up and stand up into obedience to the Almighty Creator. All of us, you too.
Of course.
Yeah. All of us need to change and become more godlike. So we have been blessed to have a unit like the Dreads, a unit like LMS, a unit like Morgan Heritage, and all of that come out under the inspiration from the Black Eagles to Denra Morgan to my children. And I've also done spoken engagement. While I was building my children's career as a producer, as a manager, as a road manager, as a record executive, and as a father, and as a minister in their life.
We have done so many things. Barbering is the one that
that's just not.
Barbering, how did you, when were you a barber? That must have been before Rastafari, of course.
Yeah, of course, but barber is always a barber. Because even when I had my dreadlocks, I was still Peter's best barber. Before Peter J.
Peter Tosh.
No, Peter Morgan.
Peter Morgan. And speaking of children, are you through having kids now?
I don't know how to answer that. Because personally, I still having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not as many young women and me now start to stick with me one wife now.
Yes. One now.
One, because that's why I never wanted to be a bishop, you know. All the years, even Dermot Fagan tell me, say, me a bishop, you know, before I was ordained. But there's a part in the Bible where Paul writes, where he say, a bishop should be a man with one wife. And I had a problem with that. What about the women who are bishops? Women, bishop, what are they going to have? One wife? One wife, too?
Okay.
So something needs to change. So for a while, I did not, you know, feel good about that. But to be honest with you, based on how life has transpired for me, mm-hmm. it's time for me to settle and give that one woman from Spanish Town that I have since us was 16 years old, her and I born me and she born Argos. And she stand by me through all these arms, also, I would call it, that I might have carried on. But out of it, I was blessed. Because much abortion didn't take place for me. Cha-cha. All of them want to have the baby. And when you hear me have 30 children, I don't mean I have 30 baby mother, you know. My wife, when I tell you about, when me become one husband now for her.
And she had how many?
She have 15 from her belly and no C-section.
Okay.
And she stand by me, she mother all my other children at some point. And even the younger woman that gave me the last 6, she mothered her too. Not only her children, but her too. And she had 2 children prior to meeting me. My wife, Hyacinth, known as Tati. Big up, Tati. Ja, Rastafari. She is the one wife now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's in Atlanta. So me no really expect to go make no more baby now.
Mm-hmm.
What me I do now is try to nurture the almighty babies. So me don't build the inner circle already. We don't need no more. Because I over 90 at grand picnic me have now, you know. over 90 yard at them.
90 yard?
Grand picnic.
Wow.
That's the fire. And it seemed like the pace slowed down because the grand picnic, them not, the great grand, them not coming so fast like the grand came. Because I think the great grand, them want to spend more time in education and the development and the preparation. My children never think about that. Because daddy, a boy, Irish marsh, and I roots, and I said, drink up and breed up. So.
Can you promote?
The making of the babies?
Making of babies.
Of course. You don't promote that.
You promoted that among your kids? You tell them to have more? Drink up and have more?
Me say, drink up and breed up.
Drink up and breed up.
You know, in a result of that, what happened? Almost every month, one of my sons can say, daddy, Nadia are pregnant. Congratulations. Daddy, Ray pregnant. Congratulations. Daddy, so at that time, because I never believe in a birth control, I still don't believe in a birth control. You understand? Because life was given freely. And probably if I did think that way, I probably would have been more educated. I probably have a little more money. Something different. Mm. But the price I pay for making children, I am proud of it. And why would I discourage anyone from making children? When it say, blessed is the man that have him quiver full. Because when the enemy call, they shall answer.
You did stand by all of them.
Of course. And I did, still do.
And because it's still one big family, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. No matter, because I believe that we are one by the heart and the spirit, and we can become one through the mind by Christ. Yeah? My children has been obedient to me in all their childhood days and still obedient to me. And if you hear them address me now, it's still, yes, daddy. Although them are granny, some are grandpa, some of them. They still say, yes, daddy. Pass that on to their children. That discipline, that respect for elders, that respect for each other, and that respect for love and unity has been instilled in them because of their obedience to the divine guidance that their mothers and I have guided them with over the years. Rastafari.
Ras Morgan. Wow. What a chat, sir. I so appreciate it. Thank you so much for coming and sharing with
us. You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
All right. There you have him right here on stage. Ras Morgan, our very special guest in this segment. Winford Williams, on behalf of all of us, thanking you for joining us. Do join us again next week for more on stage.
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Thanks for watching our video. If you're not yet a subscriber, click now and be on stage. Always. Yeah.
down by the river, singing songs of joy on this lovely day.
This piano piece may well sound ordinary to you, until you realize that it was taught to young Chloe just last week by Janet, who's still teaching at 81. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The signs of the most high. Celestia.
Yo, hey. Zion gates are open wide, so wide. And if you want to enter, you see that to no one loves ya. I don't need thy most high. Divine order, divine everything will always have to come by. Rasta youths me say that way. Don't the art and don't the mind, we come for job. We know and learn to bless the Sabbath be any day. Remember holiness, so we keep the Sabbath Saturday. Hey, yo, we try to touch our way in a me yard. I know that it's the only way, cause Zion gates are open wide, so wide. And if you want to enter, you say that to no one loves. Divine living will always have to come by. Rasta youths me say that way, and still I see I, yes, I lead every mile. I don't
know. Come take a ride now to the realm where giants and angels reign now. The cherubim there are left here right now. Got your view and see the purity of the air.
The New Jerusalem lives in by and by. You and I can make a difference with our liberty. Listen up and hear Israel's story. Zion opens up the pride and we.
From we are tried, oh yes, me know our one other. Melchizedek, now you're being ruler. One more thing to say. One government, it ranks. Theocratic is the one there are side youths. Them a claim. We no come with aid to kill rapers, steal up to divine love. Babylon, them get trampled and die. Yow, them gone and the will. Judgment, yow, them gone and the will. Missing Zion gates are it's
Souls unto Zion, give your heart for Jah kingdom, yeah. Oh, ye righteous ones, oh come now.
If it appears that COVID-19 symptoms like cough, fever, sore throat, and loss of taste and smell are beginning to present themselves, you can begin to self-isolate and take a rapid test at home. After getting your test results, you can learn more about proper self-isolation guidelines by visiting quebec.ca/self-isolating. This information is there to help protect you and everyone living under the same roof. All of us can make a difference, so let's keep making sure all of us are safe. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jah guide, one love.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a tight show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews in music and one shorty popping up in the second hour from Arts and Culture. The first interview is with Grim Streaker. They exchanged 8 years of band names to place themselves in the music industry. The second interview is with 28 and the Blind Monkey. This rap duo is playing new music again, building EPs to albums. The second hour brings us Sydney McManus of 1, 2, Maybe 3, the theater production. She describes her piece and tells us all about it. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings Weather, and after an interview with Sydney McManus, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, what are allergies? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Ignition sequence start.